This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hey guys, was yesterday's podcast intro too insular? Just us talking about Lucy.
I was actually thinking about it on the way home because I just always am thinking about the show and how we can be better. I never switch off.
The fact Lucy didn't post it on her Instagram makes me think. Not even on her close friends, that she didn't enjoy it.
I was thinking we should have added context first that Lucy loves vapes and sunbeds.
I did think, you know, producer Callum really clocks off during the podcast because there was no direction on how to explain who Lucy is.
Did we say marketing girly Lucy?
I did say that, head of marketing office.
I feel like I passed her a few minutes ago and she wasn't very warm.
Oh, was she?
I would say she's a bit like...
Is she in?
Not happy about that.
Please. Go and grab her there.
Ring, 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 ring. Here we go again.
She smells great. Just follow the smell of perfume.
Shirt say stud on the back of it.
He wishes.
I thought it said, oh, well, his hoodie says Stussy, doesn't it?
Oh, right. Yeah.
One of those.
I think it's from Stussy? I can see the shop in my head.
Wait, do you think Lucy's PO at us?
I don't know. I kind of got a bit of a hiya.
I know, Lucy loves us.
But
maybe she's busy. She's a busy girly.
Oh my God, she'd be back to back meetings.
Don't you? Oh, she's coming.
Look who I brought.
Oh, hi, Luce.
Dave, just before you sit down, does the back of your shirt say stud?
I don't know what it is. It's some Pull and Bear brand.
Pull and Bear. Oh, that's the shop I was trying to think of. Lucy, are you mad at us?
Lucy.
I'm trying.
Lucy, I feel like we should apologise for yesterday.
Do you hate us?
You didn't post it on your close friend's story that you were on the podcast, and so I thought that meant you hated it.
Rambling on it already about two other instances that happened.
There was a lot going on. Your old gym people think you're dead.
Yeah, give us the top notes there. What's going on there?
Basically, I bumped into a guy outside my job and he said he knew my face and asked me, did I go to a gym that I used to go to? And I said, yeah. And he was like, you just disappeared. You never said you were leaving. Everyone in the sauna thought you were dead.
It's quite a reach though, isn't it?
No, but as the context, Lucy used to stay in the gym, in the sauna for 2 hours.
Ah.
And all the people would be bringing her water and all and trying to fan her down. So that's why they thought she died.
Fiona's the only one of us who actually watches the stories.
I sit down
She gives us the cliff notes after.
I put my glasses on and I say, no talking.
Lucy, come a bit closer to that mic there. Fiona goes to bed early on purpose just to be like, I need to get through Lucy's stories.
I'm watching my stories. They're very important.
You two are getting removed.
No, don't move us.
Do you watch it or no?
I do.
I do watch it sometimes.
Because you
really
get mentioned sometime, Callum.
Yeah, you do. Nick actually replied to the one of me yesterday where I'm literally saying, Nick, if you see this, don't listen and scroll on, because he was urgent from me. And I was like, Nick, I will send that, just 1 second. I'm telling you.
I am a bit shook that boss Nick is on your close friend. Yeah,
Who's not on your...
My own boss.
Your own boss, isn't it?
Nick is in it, because he's not my boss.
Yeah, he's not your boss.
Mm-hmm. Callum's in it. There's a lot of people from the office.
But like, you don't have the CEO on it, like.
No, I don't even have the CEO follow me.
Oh, do you not? Okay.
Oh my God, Scarlett.
Step a little too far.
When did you get your highlights on? They're lovely.
I didn't. I just got my extensions in, but they've been in a while. They've just somehow gotten lighter.
They're lovely.
Steve literally said that to me the other day, our head of operations. He goes, did you get belly ash? And I was like,
belly ash.
I was like, you need to get on the girly quiz ASAP.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I love the way she reset who Sifra was. This girl knows radio.
She knows radio.
I'm learning, guys.
She knows the crack.
Well, thanks, Lucy.
I'm glad you're not mad at us.
Tomorrow's podcast will not be about Lucy.
Unbelievable smell.
Thank you. Callum, you're full of confidence.
Is it like coconut or something? What is it?
Green.
What is it?
Cream. No, this one's actually oil, like that you wear out in the sun.
Is that butter?
No, not Sol de Janeiro. I do wear that a lot of the time. It's a Zara perfume and some like Australian gold oil.
Oh, gorgeous.
Very good.
Gina.
Did you get more than 90 minutes sleep last night?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I got so little sleep.
Did you go to the gym this morning?
No, I didn't. In the end, I didn't, because it was literally 2:30 and I was like, my alarm is going off in 60 minutes.
No, fuck that.
And I wouldn't have even minded that, but I had a horrible dream. And then I must have been moving so much in my dream that I fell through my actual bed, the slats in the bed.
What?
And I woke up from falling through the bed.
I'm sorry.
Swear to God.
Do you have a mattress?
I used to have a really nice premium bed and I was like that little princess on the big
on the pee.
Chunky mattress on
with the thing. Yeah. Did you have the nest that covered your hair?
Yes,
your head?
I got everything of course. But like this one that I got in IKEA, it just has literally your mattress and like these slats, but I got it for the aesthetic of like the black bed. Anyway, fell through it.
Class.
Fell through.
Brilliant.
Only 40 minutes into my hour.
I'm not really fully grasping what you mean.
of the bed.
By fell through the bed.
I like don't know, the slats just like seemed to move.
So you and the mattress fell through.
Kind of went like,
oh,
and
okay.
I just went with it. Right. Like I wasn't on the floor or anything.
Okay, I'm with you now. I'm with you. I have you. I have you. Lizzie,
so she's dead.
As always, it's been
fell through the mattress.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And can you come on the pod? Can you just slot this time into your calendar every Thursday when you're in?
Yeah, just pop in.
You forgot to bring up the fake money, but we'll bring that to
the fake money. Sorry, that was the other thing. Oh my God, you've lived so many lives since yesterday.
3-8. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Thursday already. We're flying in. Yeah, it's moving along quick.
It's actually a very, very fast week, isn't it? Really,
yeah,
really fast.
Massively. I was thinking, obviously, Fiona, you're here a good few months now at this stage, and might be a little bit new, still adapting maybe to the body clock of that early alarm.
Yeah, it's hard for me, guys.
Yeah, what time does the alarm go off?
Like 26. It's not too bad. I can't give out like scratch.
It's late. No, it's early enough. Like that's early enough.
Yeah, you're right.
I always tell people 5:30, and actually it is. Mine is the same, 5:40.
Yeah, I say 5:30, and Dwayne goes, no, it doesn't. So I'm like, why are you always here?
I hate.
Why have we invested in this long term relationship? Let me be the identity I want to be.
Literally, it's very close to 5:30.
Yeah. My first would go at 5:30, but I don't get out of the bed till 26. And that's funny because we all come from very different areas.
Yeah.
But another thing that I've started, and you might, you know, a few months into this new shift, realize, you know, every second counts in that
God,
bed.
Oh, yeah.
So my latest thing, and I've been doing for the last week or so, is I won't brush my hair until I get to the car park.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is smart.
I don't really know why, because it still takes a few seconds to brush the hair in the car park.
But you brush it while walking?
No. I kind of just sit in the car and throw it through my head, throw it in the...
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know why. It doesn't probably time-wise make sense because it needs to be done either way. I can't walk in here like a nest on my head.
Okay, it's obviously just one of those psychological things.
It's just
things.
One of those psychological things. So.
I thought you were doing it on the fly, giving yourself the gift of time.
Well, do you know what? Maybe so.
You could do that like traffic lights,
you
stop signs.
Yes. Yeah.
I've given up washing my face as well. Sorry.
That's not
grand.
Good.
Don't they say in the morning only wash it with a bit of water?
That's what I do. And it's probably the thing I look forward to least every single morning.
Really? A bit of cold water on the face?
Yeah, as soon as I'm getting dressed, as soon as I'm brushing my teeth, I'm like, oh God, it's coming. And then I just... Four times. Gotta be four times.
Sometimes it helps to do sound effects. I do those like going up the stairs and stuff recently.
Why?
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm my ma. You know when like your ma's like doing like cleaning on like a Friday, Saturday morning and everyone's so mad, she's like, and I'm like, no, it actually helps to like do those around the house now. It gives you velocity. Wow. So like washing your face, going up the stairs. Good.
God, that's RT Gold. Here we come.
I know.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Things are happening on Love Island at the moment, right? One of the characters that was dumped a couple of weeks ago is now back, and this is huge news, right? However, I don't want to talk about that because I didn't have that prepped. What I have prepped is something that happened about 3 days ago that's kind of old news at this point. However, I do want to bring it to you because I think it's proof that producers really do get involved in Love Island, right? And I know a lot of people aren't watching this year, and I know Fiona and Emma, you both aren't watching this year.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to do this story to try and get you interested in this story.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm gonna break you through, give you some characters, and run you through what they've done. Okay?
Yeah.
All you gotta basically know: guy called Harrison,
okay.
Girl called Lauren, girl called Tony.
Okay.
That's all you gotta
worry
about.
I've heard Harrison.
Okay. Right. Harrison. Well, here we go. Here's where we start. Right. Harrison is with Tony. Casa Amor happens. Harrison leaves for Casa Amor. Enter Lauren to Casa Amor. Harrison and Lauren start chatting, right?
Now I'm interested.
Harrison decides to like Lauren more than Tony. He brings her back to the main villa after 3 days. Okay, Tony is unhappy because she misses being with him. Harrison keeps flirting with Tony because he's a dirty devil, even though he sticks with Lauren. Then Harrison and Lauren have...
No, they don't.
Which two?
On television. Harrison and Lauren.
Now I'm going to start watching
again. Casa Amor girl, right. He then tells Lauren he wants to get back chatting with Tony. So he does, while still being with Lauren, right?
That's
terrible. He then tells Tony that he's more into Lauren, and she says, fine, you've made your choice. Harrison and Lauren have again.
Okay, sorry.
We think, fine, he's made his choice. He's chosen Lauren. Then he says, nah, actually, I miss Tony. So he gets back with her. For some reason, Tony takes him back. Harrison then tells Tony that him and Lauren and she's like, do you know what? You're awful. Goodbye. He starts because she dumps him. He starts chatting to Lauren again.
Mm. Oh,
Lauren gets dumped from the island after a vote. She begs Harrison to leave with her.
No, girl. Yeah.
And he's like, I'll think about it, right? Harrison, all of a sudden, the next day, says he misses Lauren, decides to leave. He didn't realise that till after dinner, which was basically 24 hours after she left. I think this is where the producers stepped in, right? And I think they said, listen, you've been getting some heat on the back of messing with the girls' heads. Even Women's Aid has come out and made a statement.
Yeah.
I think you should leave with her and we'll, as the producers, do a whole character redemption arc for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? We'll make it out like you really miss and like Lauren and the public will feel bad for you and you won't leave as much of a villain as you are at the moment.
I think at the moment, yeah, they're trying their best to protect these people.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they are.
So he agrees.
They got the drama out of them. Now go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've done what you need to do for us to come across like the villain of the series. Now, you know what?
Now it's time for you to go. But we'll take care of you, right? Yeah, so he agrees. He leaves after telling the whole rest of the Islanders that he's leaving for Lauren. We don't hear anything about him for 3 days. It's absolute silence until on the Sunday, they play the most contrived clip of him meeting Lauren for the first time after leaving the villa on After Sun. And it is the most scripted thing in the world.
Right, stranger.
What the hell are you doing here? Where the hell, what are you doing?
I missed you. I left, didn't I?
Oh my God, I could cry. Oh my God.
Then, what's poor Tony doing in the midst of all this?
Tony's good. She's got cash. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
don't worry about it. But then in this clip, he says this.
I came into the villa looking for a girlfriend, someone that I can see a long-term future with and someone that I want to introduce to my family. And I saw all those things in you. And I want you to be my girlfriend, so I'm here now.
Now, notice he doesn't ask her to be his girlfriend. He just says, I want her to be my girlfriend.
So I'm here now.
I don't think that he actually asked her out. I don't think they're official in any way.
Yeah. No, no, no.
He then posts on Instagram photos of him leaving the airport. They're like paparazzi style. Crappy or captions about how he's grown, how he's learned and things like that. He's clearly got the Love Island publicist on his back, mm-hmm. right? Next photo on Instagram is paparazzi again of him and Lauren kissing. The caption is, I found what I'm looking for. And at the end of the dump is a screenshot of a text conversation where Lauren had texted him first saying, hey, stranger. Which, if you run back to the very first thing they said in the clip,
Hey, stranger.
Again, hey, stranger. He says, who's this? And she texts back, just the girl you walked out of the villa for. When clearly they would have had each other's numbers if they spent some time together when he asked her to be his girlfriend or when they took the 4-hour flight together.
Oh, they were on the same flight. Oh, so she was in that...
Why would they not have each other's numbers?
She was in that Love Island limbo after getting dumped, like that, like, spare villa.
They made her wait 3 days with some dinner and did a gym workout.
Oh my God.
It's the most contrived thing
so
in the world.
Contrived, yeah.
But it was incredible viewing, and then Love Island got really, really boring for 2 days.
Yeah.
And now one of the Islanders, who's actually Irish, Megan is her name. She's fantastic. She is back in the villa. Spoiler alert!
Wow.
And is she the one who doesn't Justin Bieber follow her on Twitter or something?
Ooh, potentially.
Was she a flight attendant?
I don't think that's her. That's someone else. I think.
But she was Irish anyway.
She worked in Helen. She worked in Brighton.
Okay.
That's all I know about her.
Fabulous.
Wow. Okay. Very well told.
Thank you very much.
I actually have my little diagram here. But I didn't need to refer to it that much. I'm kind of with you. To be honest, all my
diagram says is Harrison plus Lauren.
Thanks.
Just to note as well, if you haven't yet registered for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick, the competition that could get you off to Malta, Morocco, or Mallorca, you're running out of time. And we'll give you all the details to get yourself involved really shortly on the show.
Very, very exciting. For now, though, big news on the Crumlin Road yesterday.
You love to dox yourself, don't you?
Yeah, but it's a long road. I could be anywhere on that sucker, all right? And you'll never find out. But I was...
Just look for the rose bush.
that's trimmed down. Okay. They'll never catch me. I was having my mandated nap time yesterday. Went into bed watching And Just Like That and obviously was asleep 30 seconds later. And there was a knock on the door and I was like, oh, will I just... pretend I'm not home. But my dog was at the door going crazy because I was like, they'll think there's someone home. So I throw a jumper onto myself and I open the door. And my neighbour, Gina, is there. Now, you might remember my neighbour, Gina, from my mom's retirement party. My neighbour, Gina, also works with my mom. She's a bit of a sessioner. and she was last one to leave at that retirement party. Great goer, shout out to Gina. And she was on all fours in the front garden, and I was like, "Are you okay there, Gina?" And she was like, "Really sorry, Fiona. There's a tiny kitten under your car." Oh. And I was like, "Oh God!" I was like, quickly close the door, because if Danish gets at that yoke, it's going to be a David Attenborough documentary out here. So
massacre.
I was like, "Oh my God!" I get down on my hunkers as well. Tiny, tiny, teeny little kitten, little black baby, shook to bits under the car, and we were trying to get her out. I kept like going in and out the house. I was like, "How can I be helpful in this?" Because I know I'm not going to be quick enough to grab the cat. So I was like, "I'll get a towel," and I was like, "I'll get a bit of chicken, will I?" I was like, "I'll get a pate." We're out there for about half an hour trying to coax it out with like a little chicken trail. We nearly got to the point of catching it. It bit Gina.
Oh no.
And
yeah.
Then hoofed back into the car. And so it was...
They love getting into under cars, you see.
Yeah. Warm.
The warmth of the engine,
I think it's safe.
It's not
under.
Warm enough for the kitten.
Are you not warm enough?
Yeah.
As it is.
20 degrees.
Yeah. And I think, so do you know when someone's a cat expert? Gina has three cats and she was saying, "This cat's definitely a pet. What do you think?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah."
What do you mean a pet? As in,
like, as in, she wasn't feral. Like, she was a bit socialised.
Oh, she was someone,
like,
someone owned her. Like.
Us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we were really worried because, not to dox myself again, I live in a main Crumlin Road. They don't, sorry, no, this is sad. In the Crumlin community Facebook page, there was only a picture up the other day of a cat that had got run over on the Crumlin Road. So I was like, "We need to get this little kitten out." Tiny, like. And so we did the trail of chicken and it was coming out, nearly caught it. And then it got full. It ate enough chicken, so it wasn't coming back
its
out.
Its belly is probably the size of a nail.
Yeah. And I was like, "I'll get, as we've mentioned on the show before, a licky mat with pate," because I was like, if he gets out that, he'll be like at it a while and that's a good time to catch it. We were there for, I'm going to say, like half an hour.
Oh, nearly. You just wanted a nap.
I know, but it was fine. It's good because then it didn't go into like danger nap territory long. Yeah, so it's a good alarm clock. And Gina was like, "We might have to get him out by force. Like, I'll get my partner Les around with the brush." And I was like, "Jesus, okay."
Isn't it so funny? All I was thinking of was get a brush.
Yeah. I know. But then, so we came around, got the brush, and then it escaped into another garden and we weren't able to find it.
This is a very, very fast, small
cat. Is that the end of the story?
Yeah. So if anyone sees a little cat, a little kitten on the Crumlin Road,
then just know Fiona lives very nearby.
Yeah. Loves chicken and it bites. Yeah. So be careful, but I hope it gets back to its owner.
Oh, no. Very, so after all that hard work, it's gone.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where it went.
It brings me back to the time I got up one morning to come to work and I was like, "What's in my garden?"
Yeah.
A fox has given birth.
Oh,
yeah, cubs.
Oh, yeah,
at the back.
I remember this.
They kind of moved in at the back of the shed, found their way into the shed. I was like, "I don't know what to do." The foxes were obviously feral.
Yeah.
Contacted the, whatever they're called, the rescue agency, yes, voluntary thing. They were like, "Keep an eye, keep them fed," kept them watered, all the rest.
What did the fox eat?
I can't remember what we had at the time. Like, honestly, ham, chicken, whatever lying around.
Bit of protein.
A bit of protein for the guys. Yeah. And then, yeah, it all ended really sadly as well because I looked outside one day.
Or a breakfast show, we just livened it up.
One of the cubs was Elaine Moore.
Dead.
No!
Dead.
Oh my God.
Horrendous.
Oh, why did I start telling this story?
Why did you start telling this story?
It's just about animal rescue. Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
You are really both bad. If anything this teaches me, you are both really bad at rescuing animals. Fantastic at killing them.
If something had happened to this cat, I would know because I would see the evidence. So I think she's still alive out there, still scrapping, still biting people.
Oh God.
Still stealing chicken.
I think you're going to have to. If she comes back, you're going to have to just take on the cat as well.
I'll put her in my little pocket.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome on in. 1 second of the cinema. 1 second of a movie clip. You guess the movie clip within that 1 second, you'll win IMC Cinema Passes. Simple as that.
It is Fiona who picked this morning's movie and Dave and I have an emotion.
Now I feel like it was a bad choice.
I feel like I've definitely seen it.
For sure you have.
Yeah?
If not, we're watching it. Okay. Tonight, actually.
Okay, one more time.
Now I really hope I've seen it.
You've been messaging in the word cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038 for your chance to win some cinema passes. Let's head to the phones.
Hello, Erica speaking.
Hi, Erica. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Hello, Erica.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
That was a lovely professional phone answer. We appreciate that.
I do. I wish people would do that more often.
I'd like to know who's speaking.
We should start doing that. Hello, Emma, Dave and Fiona speaking.
Erica, we are playing 1 second at the cinema and this is the clip. What do you think that movie is?
Come on, Erica.
I'm convinced it's The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Which character do you reckon that might be?
Is it The Great Wizard?
Oh, good guess, Erica.
It does have that kind of like epic, like Wizard of Oz-y music.
Is she right, Fiona?
Unfortunately, that is not correct,
Erica.
But now we know you're a friend of Dorothy. Am I right?
Sorry, Erica. Thanks a mil.
Great guess, Erica. See you later.
Bye, Erica.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
I like that. Disco dancing, Oscar Wilde reading, Straz End ticket holding, friend of Dorothy. You know
what
I'm saying?
That is Erica all over.
Throwback to Clueless. What a movie.
Not next week.
He does like to shop, chair. And the boy can dress.
Oh, God.
Here's the clip. Holly, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Holly, I picked loads of you out of my garden the other day.
Oh, very good.
It was holly growing all up the walls.
At this time of year?
At this time of year. Yeah, she's.
Is that not ivy?
Well, it was holly, and because I had berries on it. That's how I know it was holly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Even though it's not Christmas.
Why did you pick it, though? It's so nice.
I don't know why. It's just very prickly, like myself. Holly, listen, this is the clip of the movie. What is that movie?
I think it's Castaway.
Castaway, Tom Hanks. I've wanted to watch Castaway for a while now.
That's a good guess.
Wilson!
It's a really good. Was it actually?
That's taking me back.
No, let's have a listen. Ah, crap.
No.
Great guess.
Sorry. We've annoyed you now.
No worries.
You're like, why is Dave picking me off his wall? Is it not Ivy? Get a grip, everyone.
No, I'll forgive you guys. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Bye, Holly.
No worries. Bye.
Bye-bye. I think if my name was Ivy, I'd be kind of protective of Ivy as well.
Mm. Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ivy's like, harder to get off the wall, though, isn't it? You'd have to be at it with a hacksaw.
Now, Jackie is there. Hello, how are you?
Bad, how are you?
Not too bad. All right, Jackie, this is the movie clip. What is that movie?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Let's check if you're right, Jackie.
Mrs. Doubtfire, help us!
Help is on the way, dear! It's Dear! Very good.
Oh. I need to hear that again.
Mrs. Doubtfire, help us!
Help is on the way, dear! Help is on the way, dear! Oh, that's fantastic.
Iconic.
Wasn't it only Robin Williams' birthday the other day?
Was it?
Yeah, I think his son was paying tribute.
Jackie, well done.
Jackie, back of the net.
Yeah,
you've won yourself a pair of IMC cinema passes, but something has also just landed on our lap, Jackie. Oh. Listen up.
Oh, Jackie, this is huge. All right, before we go, we have a special invitation for you. How would you like to go on a McDonald's side mission to win a great family day out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
Amazing, Jackie. Well, this summer, McDonald's is celebrating all of life's side missions, the pit stops, the laughs, and the unforgettable moments in between, so you can watch out for McDonald's side missions with daily in-app offers that provide a fun detour from life's main mission. Nothing beats a McDonald's side mission.
And I've always said that.
Me too. I've actually got it tattooed.
That is correct for Fiona. So Jackie, this morning, we're going to give you a very quick side mission to do with us, and if you do it right, and you do it well, you'll win yourself a family pass for AquaZone Water Park at the National Aquatic Centre.
NAC baby.
It reminds me where I accidentally did the splits as an 11-year-old.
I remember running up them stairs with a big giant inflatable tube to go down the slide in.
No running at the aquatic centre now, Jackie.
Because that's how I did the splits at an awkward age.
And no heavy petting.
Jackie, in order to win that family pass, all you got to do today is tell us a joke.
Oh, God.
I know, huge.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
It's hardly to get to the other side, is it?
No, he wanted to join the coop.
Oh,
join the coop.
Very good, Jackie. Yeah, the chicken coop. Yeah,
okay.
Amazing.
Listen, Jackie.
Rice. Right.
It was so bad we can't give it to you. Sorry.
I liked it, Jackie.
As the resident comedian, she approves. So, Jackie, congratulations. You have won that family pass for AquaZone Water Park at the NAC, baby.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Enjoy, Jackie.
Bye.
Talk to you later. And loads more chances. Just be involved in the show this week, guys.
Be involved, guys.
Just take part.
Why did the cow cross the road to get to the herd?
Yeah, I know. Look, but she didn't have much.
That's
notice.
Not a joke. That's just why chickens would cross the road if it came to that.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
It's not easy being a comedian. I couldn't do what you do. I'd be cancelled.
More chances to win with McDonald's side missions on the show tomorrow. So stick around for lovely family days out now, though. It's Ed Sheeran and Sapphire on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I know this is very typical radio, but we've just had the discussion in the room of what I call a topper, as in a pencil sharpener. Dave's like, I call it a paver.
Yeah, I'd call it a paver. Fiona just came in. All guns blazing with the Shankill vocab.
I called it a sharpener.
A sharpener.
Guys, I'm embarrassed. I don't really identify with that lifestyle, but that is what we called it at school. I'm sorry, girls. I'm sorry.
Did you have you'd have to go to the bin to pay for your pencil? Or did you have someone like a butler do it?
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just Eat.
Jeeves, the pencil needs sharpening.
It was actually Jives.
Jives, sorry.
Coming up on 8, what's the story, Alex?
Well, the N7 inbound is busy. Approach.
103.8. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? Let me tell you why I shouldn't eat vegetables. Because the universe doesn't want me to eat vegetables. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. I went and I got frozen veg. I put them in a little bowl there yesterday. Put some water in it. Put it in the microwave, or the microwave, as you like to call it, Fiona. Put it on for 5 minutes. And I went about my day.
5 minutes is a long time.
That's long.
It wasn't long enough. Someone in my house set the microwave to reheat. But I wasn't bothered. Do you know when you kind of psych yourself up for something? I'd already psyched myself up to eat the veg.
Yeah.
So I was eating frozen veg for dinner last night. So I ate frozen broccoli and frozen peas, or at least very, very cold frozen
I can't believe peas. The peas still didn't defrost, because they take like 2 seconds.
They all defrosted, but I don't think they cooked.
Cooled. Yeah,
right. Do you know what I mean? So like, it was no longer frozen, but it was freezing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's cold.
You don't know, maybe you don't realise, but maybe once a month or once every 2 months, Dave will just go into the freezer, put some frozen veg into a bowl, last round of microwave, gobble it down and go, I'm mad healthy.
I am so healthy. I am a pillar of health.
You are such a brave boy.
I know. God, I'm just the best. See, ma'am, I'm fine living on my own.
Everybody stop what you're doing right now. We got to celebrate a big birthday.
All right.
Dave's 30th.
Not again.
I haven't banged that drum in a while.
No.
Is this where we become like... a radio show that reads out celebrity birthdays?
No, actually.
Like today, it's, you know, J-Lo and Amelia Earhart's birthday.
It is J-Lo's birthday.
It is Amelia Earhart's birthday.
Oh, very good. Leo Queen.
Listen, I do my research.
Today is the most important birthday of all, and it's a big one.
Oh.
The air coach turns 10!
Oh!
God. Turns 10?
Happy
10
years! Birthday.
If you told me it was one.
The air coach.
Stop. 10 great years
was
of the air code.
Born in 2015 in Ireland, the greatest of all the systems.
Wow.
Did you know in the UK, their little, what are they called?
Postcodes.
Only bring you to a street, not a specific location.
But they do have the postcode lottery, which I do enjoy. We should bring that here.
Okay, potentially. Listen, we need to get into this. We need to celebrate a big party for the air code Dagon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I've done the guest list for the air code birthday party.
For real, okay.
And I've invited people who I think would really appreciate the air code birthday party.
Is it only
right? We don't want anyone there who doesn't care.
And how did you send out those invites?
Post.
And how did you know how to find them exactly?
I didn't.
Thanks, Dave. That's such good teamwork for
me. I suppose if I'd done research, I could have used their air code. Given it's the birthday, but no.
Great crack,
who's
isn't
coming?
It?
Who's coming into the studio?
On the guest list, R2-D2.
Yay! Welcome in, R2-D2.
Welcome.
Hello.
The Minister for Health in America, the guy who talks like this, is named RFK Jr.
Hey, welcome in, RFK Jr. Come on in.
Post Malone.
Posty. Post Malone's got to be here.
Good morning, Posty.
Why are you crying? Another, it's a party, Post Malone.
Another Star Wars character, C-3PO.
Yay.
Come on in, honey. Sit down, get comfy.
Postman Pat.
Did you bring the black and white cat?
Yay. And Avatar, the last air code bender.
What a crew, guys.
Very good. Okay, well, to keep our guests entertained, I've written some jokes. I thought that would work.
For the air code's birthday.
For the air
fabulous.
Code's birthday. Okay, first up, knock, knock.
Who's there?
No one. You didn't give me your air code. So how about this one now? They were saying in the news recently, we need air codes for farmlands.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a big thing now. I don't know what the numbers could be, but I was thinking the letters could be like E-I-E-I-O. My God, I was delighted with that one. And then I typed it into ChatGPT just to make sure I've still got it. And this is one of theirs. Why did the air code refuse to play hide and seek?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's impossible to hide when everyone knows exactly where you are. Terrible. I've still got it. My job is safe.
It's kind of fair to, like, I kind of understand it because you know exactly where you are. If
hey, yeah, but is it a joke?
You say hide and seek. I say party games for the air code's 10th birthday. Guys, pass the parcel speaks for itself, really.
Pass the parcel, very
makes
good.
Sense.
Because post.
Because post. Mm. What about a sack race filled with letters donning air codes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Treasure hunt.
Of course.
Each find contains one of the 7 digits and the person who puts it together quicker wins.
Just puts in the air code and you really lead you right to the treasure. Yeah.
There wouldn't want to be an emergency now, but yeah, that's perfect.
A post roast, perhaps. You know, roast the archaic addressing system.
Because it rhymes with post?
Because it rhymes with post.
Okay,
that's
very good.
Great.
Yeah.
So it's pin the day. Tail on the donkey no more. It's pin the pin on the map of Ireland. And guess as much.
Just as sexy at a hen party.
I think so too.
Take a bow with that one.
We better get the playlist on though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Happy birthday, air code. Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman. Our house. Hey. In the middle of our street. Welcome to my house. And I'm in the house, bored. Bored in the house, and I'm in the house, bored. Boy. Delivered.
I'm yours. Now I'm gonna set your house on fire. Bit of a sad end there.
Oh, excellent. Well prepped, everybody.
The little air coat there, smiling ear to ear in the corner, air to air.
Were you clutching the straws there for the playlist, Callum?
Yeah, the last one was a little bit dangerous, wasn't it?
I love it.
Happy birthday, air coat. Here's with the MC.
So sincere.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, Dave, this one's really for you, to be honest with you. And
sit this one out, Fiona.
I now understand why you simply can't stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You can't. You just can't have an evening when you're in your house, just doing your thing, going to bed. You're lured to the streets of Rathmines night after night. And I fully understand why.
Thank you very much. It is a bustling community.
Mm. It really fully is. Obviously, I know Rathmines. I drive through Rathmines. I've socialised in Rathmines over the years, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
My former housemate, Emer, recently moved to Rathmines.
Oh,
so yesterday evening, I met my former housemate, Emer, in Rathmines.
Makes sense to do so.
I guess so. I sat in Dave's favourite pub, Slattery's, sat outside, bumped into a girl I haven't seen in years, a joyous hour and a half spent together chatting. We wandered over to Eddie Rockets. I had some nachos.
I've never once been in that Eddie Rockets.
It's fabulous. I got a free chip for some reason.
Free chip in the nacho bowl.
Garlic cheese. And they just said, this is from the chef. I said, well, thank you, Rathmines.
No way.
While passing,
the entire village of Rathmines.
Why am I shocked about it? That's incredible.
It was incredibly kind. I was too full to eat them and I tried to pass them around other tables. No one wants them. So it's a bit of a waste.
Do you want my garlic
cheese? Does anyone want garlic cheese
Emma's
chip?
Fingerprint. In the garlic sauce.
While crossing the road, I looked up at what always makes me smile each morning as I sit there in the car. Much better experience on foot. quality foods.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the big giant billboard.
Ah, no, quality foods is excellent. It's a what would you say it is? What kind of a food store?
It's a Polish store, I think, isn't it? And it's spelled with a K.
And it's quality.
So, instead of quality, Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, it's spelled K-W-A-L-I-T-Y, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, I think I have more fun with spelling.
I think so too. Yeah. And I believe it's recently been painted. Looks
beside
well.
Another K. Kodiak.
Yes, indeed.
Very good.
As a pedestrian versus a driver, the amount of traffic around is kind of exciting.
Listen.
Emma. Yeah, okay. I mean, we reveal that we're in our 30s a lot on this show, but that one...
It is. It must be dead in Rathfarnham.
There's nothing going on in Rathfarnham. Let's be honest. Very little going on in Rathfarnham. Do you want to pay normal cinema prices or do you want to pay crazy money? We have boats across the road from each other. You pick. It's just such a great experience.
Oh, you mean the Stella or Omniplex?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wandered up then after my free garlic and cheese chips to Mother Amazing. Riley's, and there was just a lad playing Closer to You by the Coronas on the guitar, and there was like seven people in the whole pub. It was like, you just provide entertainment when it's not even needed, Rathmines.
You're really putting a positive spin on a dead pub.
No one around. This fella giving an absolute welly. Did a bit of hopped on the bus home. No big deal. Easy peasy.
What'd you get to 15?
14, baby.
14.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very
easy
good.
Peasy, lads. I just think you're living your best life. Never leave Rathmines, Dave.
Oh, listen, if I can help it, I will be moving into someone else's house in Rathmines.
Yeah,
I'm never going to afford to buy it.
It's bustling.
Myself. Yeah, it's
a
bustling community.
It's just, I love it. I'm so jealous of Emer.
Can I shout out my favourite place in Rathmines?
Please do.
David's house.
I've never gotten the invite, actually, but Hit the Spot kebab
hit
shop.
Hit the Spot.
Where the O looks like the man pulling his arse cheeks open for to say, come on in and hit that spot. But it's actually, he's holding a plate with a little dot on it.
I like
it. I missed that one.
Do you know what my favourite
I feel like you gotta go back.
Do you know what my favourite part of Rathmines is? Just beside Rathmines' house there, this upstairs is a building where I go to therapy, and underneath it is a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that is such a good combo. That's like the Glass Nevin combo, where underneath the gym is the Eddie Rockets and across the road is the McDonald's.
Oh,
it's
fabulous.
So good.
So you go in and do your therapy and get like
and
a
burrito.
Then get
a burrito for takeaway. Yeah,
perfect.
It's a great Thursday.
What a dream day. Had to hit
as it
hit
all.
The spot after that. It's the girly quiz. Make up hands and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, welcome one and all to my favourite part of the week on the show.
Woohoo!
This is the girly quiz, where myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together, we gruel our Dave on all things girly. Since we kicked off 2025 on this, Dave has had 13 wins and 12 losses.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Quite 50-50.
You're learning.
I'm learning. Yeah.
Speaking of 50-50, in order to get through the girly quiz, in order to win the week, he has to get 3 questions correct. However, he does have 2 lifelines to help him out. One is that 50-50, that Simplify. And the other is his phone of female. Standing by this morning is the lovely Samantha.
Morning, Samantha.
Morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
All right, Samantha, what do you think? Is there something specific that you excel in? Maybe something to do with girls like beauty or health or body parts.
Ooh.
Do you excel in body parts,
Well,
Amanda?
Do you know them?
Maybe go for beauty.
Okay. Well, I hope beauty comes up. Samantha, thank you very much. I'm sure I will need you.
I'll need you for sure. Now, the girly quiz, the nature of it being girly and feminine things, sometimes we can charter into waters unknown. So if there's some conversations that you're not ready to have with little kids in the car, maybe just have that finger gently hovering over the dial.
Perfect.
I don't think anything that's ever come up in the girly quiz is as bad as anything Fiona just randomly says of a Tuesday.
So true.
So
but hey,
true,
it's all an education. You can really learn stuff listening to me.
3 questions stand between Dave and winning the week. Let's proceed.
All right, Dave. Question number 1 on this week's girly quiz. Where on the body would you use pan stick?
Oh, crap. I know that I've heard of pan stick
We've
before.
We've had a pan stick question before in the past.
Pan stick. Oh, no. Come on, what is it? Pan stick. Okay. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. I'm just going through body parts.
That's good logic. You did ask for body parts.
Eyes, ears, nose and nose.
You got them, baby.
2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 mouth and a nose.
Pan stick. I have a feeling it's for your... No, I'm going to say, like, I have a feeling it's for your head, your hands or your back.
Brilliant.
But it could also be the bottom of your feet.
We have discussed Pantstick on the Girly Quiz before. Pants.
Stop helping him, Emma.
Which just reminds me that he has not been listening. Like the typical face. Men.
Somewhere on the face. A pan stick. Okay, it could also be... No, it's not like a scrubber stick. It's not like something you'd need for, like, distance or anything.
Distance?
You know what I mean? Like, say, you know what I mean? Like, in the shower, my granny has, like, a thing that she, like, reaches down.
Oh, yeah.
Scrubber back.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Actually, okay. I don't think she has. I'm just presuming. I thought but maybe that'd be a pan stick. Okay, let's. I'm just sorry to all men out there, because this is really bad. I'm gonna have to call in Samantha on the first one. I think it's something to do with beauty. I'm not entirely sure, but I feel like Samantha will know this. So Samantha, I have 30 seconds on the clock. Please, can you tell me what part of the body
would you use pan stick?
Yeah, where would you use that?
It's your hands, isn't it?
Is it your hands? What's it for?
Like to moisturise your hands and your nails and all.
Really? Okay, pantstick. So would you specifically say nails?
Yeah, maybe your nails, yeah.
Samantha, Emma and Fiona are both covering their face, meaning I don't know if that you're telling me the correct answer.
How do you know? We're not showing you anything.
How sure are you, Samantha?
I'm just reading.
Oh, I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, no, I'm just going to go with 100%
your hands sure. Nails. All right, Samantha, that's what I liked to hear. That's what I needed to hear. I'm going to go with hands.
That's your final answer, Dave?
That is my final answer. And if it's nails and you're not accepting, I'm going to go mad because nails are on the hand. What the hell?
It's no more nails.
No more hands.
What is it?
Where on the body would you use Pantstick? On your face, Dave. Pantstick was a popular type of foundation kind of in the 90s, early 2000s. Real thick, kind of came in the form of a Pritt stick, and you'd rally it onto your face and hope for the best and go out to the teenage disco.
What, you just hate me, Samantha, is it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm having a bad day. I want to set you up for one.
Well, now we're both having bad days, Samantha. Thank you ever so much for nothing.
Four IMC cinema passes headed your way, Samantha.
Two IMC cinema passes. She didn't get it correct, so I'm not sending her four. She can have two, and she's lucky to have the two.
My God. Okay. Samantha, have a lovely day.
Bye, Samantha.
Thanks so much, Samantha.
Bye.
That's okay. Bye. Good luck.
What a blab.
It's happened again.
This is so bad.
Okay. For some redemption.
Oh, my God.
Dave, which of these acids should not be used as part of your skincare routine?
Okay.
Fiona, I'm going to hand over the pronunciation of these three acids to you, please.
That's no bother. Glycolic acid, mm-hmm. Oxalic acid, salicylic acid.
One of these you should not put it next nor near your skin. Which one?
Give me them one more time.
Glycolic acid
makes me think of glycolic. It makes me think of glucose.
Okay. Maybe oxalic.
Oxalic
acid.
Makes me think of cows.
Salicylic acid.
Salicylic.
I think I'm pronouncing that wrong, but
salicylic.
The intention is there.
Interesting that she pronounced it wrong. Salicylic acid. I feel like wrong. I've heard. I don't think I've ever heard of the other one.
Oxalic.
Mm. Or glycolic.
I think I'm going to go... it's already basically giving me the options.
Yeah.
So, so I'm just going to guess here. I've already lost the week.
Mm.
Let's see if I can get 3 for 3 wrong.
Dave, don't do that.
Let's go with... Salicylic?
That was the one that you said you think you have heard of.
Yes. So let's go with oxalic.
Oxalic acid.
Oxalic acid.
Is 100% the acid that should not be used as part of your skincare routine. Nice one. Okay,
so why I did that? You kind of helped me there, to be fair.
Well, when you were saying salicylic, I was like, don't throw it all away. don't be that guy. Okay.
What's oxalic used?
I don't know. I just found it on Google.
Right, great. Thanks.
Salicylic is the one that's under those little pimple patches.
Yeah, I've heard of salicylic.
And glycolic is actually meant to be good for smelly armpits as well as your face. Okay, final question on the girly quiz this week, Dave. Period product ads famously shy away from using the colour red when depicting how the pad or tampon absorbs period blood. What colour do they traditionally use instead?
I will quickly say there has been vast improvement with the colour of red displayed in ads in recent years.
Why do you need the colour red in it?
Because it's not a scary subject, it's just a period.
Yeah, why not use the colour?
Because I suppose, like, if you never really have blood on the TV in the first place.
Well, it's just a period.
Like, so. If someone's, like, if selling plasters, they don't have blood. It's just, like, blood in itself is not nice. Yeah,
are there many
having a period is very having a period is very normal, but blood isn't a nice thing to look
at. Yeah, but it just makes it look pathetic if you're changing the colour.
I think it's blue. I think it's this weird, like, it's, yeah, it's like you're cutting open a spider or something.
You think it's blue?
Don't they have blue blood? I'm pretty sure they do.
Blue blood. Blue blood, baby.
This blood runs blue. You know what I'm saying? yeah, I'm going to say it's blue. I could 50-50, but that would... I suppose that would mean caring. Let's go with blue.
Final answer. Nice one, Dave.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
My God. Great question, though.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, very, very good question.
Did you like that one?
All three of them were good, to be fair. Good questions.
Did you like them? Everyone liked that period question. Boss Nick in the office yesterday said, good question. Callum said, shut up! He thought he was going to reveal the answer. A lot of people enjoyed that one.
It is a good one, yeah.
But do you know what I mean about the blood? Like, blood isn't a nice thing to look at. Period's a very normal thing, but blood isn't a nice thing to look at. Yeah, so no wonder they put it as blue.
I know, but you're made to feel like that, you know, there's something wrong. And I was like listening to a podcast like this, and sometimes when you get your first period, it's kind of brown.
Ah.
And it's like, okay, so I've crapped myself. Like, you need to know what colour could be coming out.
Oh my God.
And if you're like looking down at your underwear expecting blue, you're in a bit of trouble.
Just feel like listening to that, you have enough problems than the colour of blood in ads. You have enough issues.
Absolutely, totally fair. And also, it's not blood, it's just dye. So who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, he lost again, lads. We are absolutely laughing. Spins Holiday Hot Pick. I'm a getaway. All right, let's get you out of here on your holidays. Running out of time to get yourself entered. Spins Holiday Hot Pick. We want to send you to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. It will be your decision if you win.
Yeah.
All you have to do is pick the location, and included in this prize is your flights, checked baggage, all-inclusive accommodation in a four-star hotel, you get your transfers to and from the airport, and your travel insurance.
We sorted it all, right? You just have to choose where you're going. All you have to do is WhatsApp the phrase Holiday Hot Pick to the number 0877111038. And if we call you back, you have to say a specific phrase, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say hello, what will happen?
We'll give you a kick up the tushy.
Listen.
Not physically, just in a radio sense.
Yes.
Which is what? Just saying, see
you. Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
It's always a shame.
All right, come on, let's give this a go, please.
One and done, come on.
If you knew, if you've been listening, you should know exactly what you have to do here, all right? So.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Hayley! Congratulations, Hayley.
Oh my God, that was so hard to remember not to say win.
Oh my God, you nailed it, girl.
You really did. You are in that draw for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Where would you be picking, Hayley? Would you be going to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta?
Probably Malta.
Yeah.
There's so many picks for Malta recently.
The 6 hours I spent there were lovely.
Oh my God.
Some of the best of my life.
Hayley, well done. You're in the draw. The best of luck.
Thanks so much.
See you, Hayley. Bye.
Bye. If you're not in that draw at this stage, they're the really cool
The whole
gang.
Country's in that draw.
Well, yeah.
The qualifier crew are having the crack, and you're not in
there
yet.
The WhatsApp group is lit.
If you would like to get in the draw today and tomorrow, they're your last 2 days to get involved. Okay, Michaela will give you more chances from 10 o'clock this morning.
So will Steve K, I heard.
Yeah, and who else is involved?
They've even given a holiday hot pick to Jamie and Faye.
Have they?
I know. They might take it off.
She's awful new.
Yeah, she
is. I don't
know
if I'd be trusting her with the holiday hot pick.
A bit short in the tooth.
Short. Faye Short.
Oh my God, yeah. No, I meant to do that.
Holiday hot pick. If you want to register, that's what you need to send in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. You're running out of time.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, hope you're well.
Hey, what's
going
on?
Good morning, how are you doing? Big weekend this weekend, All-Ireland final weekend, yeah. Donegal v Kerry.
Who have you got?
It's all going, I'll be rooting for Donegal.
Yeah, same.
I just love to see them do it, they're just nice people.
Lovely accents. People.
Yeah, oh, stunning.
Lovely country.
Kerry have loads of things happening.
Yeah, they've got Killarney, they don't have Fungi anymore, but they've got a few bits going on. And it is going to be confusing with the green and the, yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. So you know, like leading up to a match, there'll be loads of smack talk, like people will be, you know, each team will be like, well, we've been training, the lads are ready, the lads are hungry for it. Well, what Kerry have done, they've taken an interesting tact on that. They've put up a picture of a baby wearing a Kerry jersey in front of the Eiffel Tower holding a pan au chocolat. Now, if that doesn't say Watch out, Donegal. I don't know what does. I'd be terrified of this little baby. It's got croissant crumbs on its chubby little legs. And it says Ada.
It's a lovely photo, to be fair.
Yeah, it's pretty
cute. It doesn't
cute.
Instill fear, though.
It doesn't make me feel like they're going to hammer
I'd
me.
I'd imagine you going
to... It also gives me privilege vibes, which, you know, Donegal people are too humble for that.
Yeah, we were Donegal wouldn't be eating an ale croissant.
All the money's in Kerry.
Yeah. It'd be a chip butty they'd be having.
It shows like, oh, I'm from Kerry. I have a train line that maybe, or something. And it's like, come on, that's not fair. Yeah. Donegal don't have
it. Well, we're Donegal and we have Eric Roberts.
What more do you need?
Up Donegal, say. No babies with pastries up there. They eat raw spuds and turf.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're good this morning. This is a little bit nerdy, but I think kind of interesting. I came across something. It was actually an Instagram the other day where like what do they call it? A carousel.
Oh yes.
Was posted. Someone had done a bit of research on this and done the hard work and basically created this whole bit for me. So you've stolen it. I've kind of stolen it, yeah, but it is interesting.
I love it.
It basically was looking back at artists or bands or singers performing their songs right before they became famous.
Oh, okay.
So their kind of debut single, the one that made them stars, this is when they were like humble people trying to make it and their big songs being performed in like... No big venues, no stardom, no nothing.
And what, was it just like, oh, here's something new I've been working on, and they like Katy Perry's explained Dark Horse or something?
Kind of, that's kind of the vibe.
What a random Katy Perry song to mention.
I really don't know why I went there.
Yeah, very strange.
We're going to bring it back to MGMT. This is when they played kids to 25 people on their college campus. And it sounds like this. You were a child. There's literally just bemused people kind of half moving along to it, not really giving it much, and no one knew that this was going to be their biggest hit and make them stars. They were kind of a one-hit wonder, MG and MT, weren't they?
I think they did other collabs. And they had that Time to Pretend album that had kids and then Time to Pretend
Time to Pretend is great.
But that is really given Freshers Week 2002, baby.
There's no better vibe than seeing an artist before they actually make it big as well. You can be like, I was there before
Yeah.
I saw Charlie XCX in a room full of 50 people once.
Oh, you were at one of those illegal raves that she went to with her parents?
Absolutely,
it was in the corner.
It was just like, it was just great because you see her doing all this big thing. I was like, I was there with that little
girl. Just imagine you in your school uniform.
I love you, Charlie.
The tie and blazer and everything.
What's interesting about this is The Killers performed Mr. Brightside at an open mic night, and this version of it is pretty bad.
Oh.
And I'm so glad that like producer stepped in and goes, guys, don't perform it like this anymore. It's so fast. This is the opening. Like on 1.5. And
what would they say? Would they sing like, coming out of my cage, on my juju, just fine.
Sounds like this. Probably a bad example.
That's very garage,
isn't it?
Yeah. Garage band, though, isn't it?
It's very raw. It's very rough. It's not polished at all, isn't it?
Yeah, it's before what really set them off, the lifestyle sports ad. That's how the Killers made it.
Do you think so?
No. But like, it's how I found them.
Bastille, this was, they performed to Pompeii at a friend's house party. I think this is the best one so far because it sounds so identical to the song that went.
Incredible voice, your man from Bastille.
So good. Literally sitting around in someone's conservatory, like, gathering of friends getting together and you can hear it. He'd ask the friends like to, and when you watch the video, to come in and do the AO.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Sounds so cool.
So funny hearing all these massive songs and no one singing along to them because they don't know the song.
They're like, you pop off, King.
Yeah.
That is really taking me back. That Bastille. Oh, God. I used to really fancy him.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Takes himself very seriously, I feel.
Damn.
Yeah.
He seemed like a crack at this house party.
He did. Yeah.
And this from a very local gig back wherever their hometown is, Nirvana.
The song is called Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's so weird. Like it's like a different universe.
It is.
That's like that famous gig in Cork that everyone claims they were at, where Nirvana were supporting. It was before they popped off. I think it might have been David Bowie that they right. were supporting. No one knew who they were.
Okay.
Like, mustn't have been David Bowie, because that obviously would have been a massive gig, but everyone claims they were at this and gotcha. They were real unknown, and then they popped off.
That's also mad. On this reel, this Instagram thing, I don't have the audio because we'd be here all day, but Tones and I performing Dance Monkey in a car park.
We don't need to hear that.
Okay. Kendrick Lamar performing Money Trees at a Best Buy, which I don't know that one. Like, oh my God, a power city.
Money Trees is what's it?
Money, no, 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 2 or 3. Show you how to turn it. Oh no, that's the other one.
And I got a pool full of.
No, that's the wrong song.
What are you talking about?
And Mumford and Sons. Money Trees. Playing at 12 people outside a pizza place.
Listen, I saw them the other day in O'Donoghue's to like 50 people, and it was honestly incredible.
They've had no success whatsoever.
They
since
went down. They came back down.
Yeah, now they're at O'Donoghue's.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Life could be feeling very mystical and magical for you tomorrow if you win €254,000 on the cash machine. We will tell
Emma,
I'm so sorry.
Oh. I'm so, so sorry. You know I only ever interrupt you when I absolutely 100% need to.
I understand.
I need to bring this.
Notions alert.
Oh my God, we're here again.
We're here again.
Mayday.
Notions alert is where we experience something in Dublin city centre being way too expensive, and we bring it to the show so we can all cry about it.
Cast a bit of shame.
Absolutely.
I'm well enough here.
And the Notions line is always open on 087-711-1038, by the way, if you want to ever
if you
vent.
Spot anything.
But I would like to tell you a story about how me and my girlfriend went for a walk with her dog in Clontarf.
Okay.
And she says, why don't you get a chipper for dinner? Because she knows I like the chipper there.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, do you know what I'll do? I'll get it for collection on the way back. And then when we get to the car, I can then drive to the chipper.
Genius.
Yeah. And that was going to be my dinner. And I was very excited. It was a Tuesday. I was feeling a little bit getting a chipper of a Tuesday.
You know I love a takeaway on a Tuesday.
Oh, you do.
It's a good day for us.
So I went to this establishment to get myself scampi and chips.
Oh, you fancy
amazing
man.
Order.
Scampi and chips.
Mm. Oh God, I'm scared. Where are we going with this?
Don't ruin scampi for me.
For collection. Scampi and chips. 17.30.
No!
17.30. For collection. I don't know what to say.
I'm dumbfounded.
Do you know what? Do you know what's worse? Let's take the price of chips away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God, Dave.
So a bag of chips is what? I want to say at most, I'm going to give you $4.50.
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah, yeah.
Most.
At most. Should be £3.
Yeah.
At most, you're talking $4.50. Mm. Right?
It's a bit of spud.
It's a bit of spud.
Bit of oil.
So if we take $17.30 and take away $4.50.
For a bit of fish.
€4.50.
No, I'm shocked.
It's not even far from this city.
That would be $12.80 for a portion of scampi. How many bits of scampi were in the chip box, you ask?
Three or something.
It was 7 small pieces of scampi. At $12.80 divided by 7 is $1.80 per scampi.
Sorry, we've done plenty of Notions Alert on the show.
I think that is the most
in the history now.
Scandalous thing.
I've not really
to prison.
Been able to
straight
find
jail. Straight
I've
jail.
Not been able to string a sentence together after that. That's really 17, thrown me.
30.
Is this a branded chip or like
it
one
is,
of the big ones?
Yeah.
Do you know what really annoys me,
okay.
lads? Drop a water,
this the chipper you go to if you're on Clontarf, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's Clontarf. And now tell me this. Was the tartar sauce, was it at least in a tub, or was it one of those sachets?
I got a garlic sauce and it was in a tub.
Okay, well that's grand. That's good.
Drop of water, lads. We've plenty of it around, don't we? Plenty.
We do. Yeah, we're an island, don't you know?
Yeah, a lot of rain around here. I witnessed a man the other day, a father of two young girls, walk into a shop and I was in the queue. Two young girls wanted a drop of water, right? I think a bigger bottle, like not like one of the skinny ones.
Yeah.
Bit of
you
gusto there.
Kids there.
Standard, yeah. He handed over a fiver to the shopkeeper for two bottles of water for his two daughters. And he was told he didn't have enough in the fiver.
Oh.
Those bottles of water were 3.25 per bottle.
It must come from the gods to cost that much.
And you can talk about the out charges from the bottle return scheme all you want.
I will.
You want.
You'd want to be getting €4 back.
Yeah. I'm sorry, lads. Do not charge people in this country over 150 for a bottle of water.
The children are thirsty. I would want to be sweat from the brow of Zeus himself.
I literally saw the dad go like, are you serious?
With the deposit return scheme, that adds a 50 cent extra onto it.
Still, that is still...
Don't try and justify it, Callum.
No, I'm not. I'm not on Big Water's side here.
Big Water, that's Irish water.
It's also not 50 cent, it's 30 cent, isn't it?
It's 25 cent for the big bottle.
Oh, for the big, so 50.
These were thirsty girls.
These aren't like a big litre either.
Yeah, it's a gallon.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Anything over 500 millilitres is 25.
Oh, lads, what a joke we live in.
My one now, it's less about the price and more about the serving. This is a bit of shrinkflation. Grinds my gears. Okay, alleged heavy air quotes on this multi-pack of Jaffa cakes. Now I know it's very biscuit, okay, but just bear with me. Okay?
What's your favourite biscuit?
Multi-pack of Jaffa cakes.
So you work away,
huh? Yeah. Say it. Okay, so if you're getting a multi-pack, I am gonna say there needs to be at least 40 biscuits in there. This multi-pack, 9 biscuits per tube.
Okay,
18 altogether. That's not a multi-pack. Don't act like you're giving me some sort of deal here.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone in one sitting. 18?
Sorry, 18 Jaffa cakes and you're unhappy.
No, but it's meant to be a double box.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, oh, this is your Jaffa cakes now for the month.
Right.
Back in the day, they used to have 12 in.
Yeah, and it would be 24.
Oh.
And now it's just 18.
It's gone to 18.
Not even 10 in a tube.
Now to 9 in a tube,
tube
is pure
plastic,
scab.
I mean.
I even saw the other day, like, picking up tomatoes, right? So simple. Tomatoes. You'd imagine, like, just in the little piece of plastic, it makes sense for them to be 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like 2, 4, 6. Yeah, yeah. Lovely. 5.
Oh, God. That's weird.
They're having you on.
I didn't like it.
There's one sad tomato left in the field now. Like, you might just throw it in.
The pack was just off. It just felt weird. If you ever come across this, which I know you have probably already 3 times this morning, you get your messages over to us and we will call these people out, okay?
And do not get your chips and scampi from Clontarf.
Mm-hmm. And do not get your Jaffa cakes from the box.
And like I've just done, buy yourself a multi-use bottle of water and don't spend £3 on it anymore.
She's something of a trendsetter, Emma.
I was first to this whole idea, guys. Get ready. Spin 103's golden ticket. Hey, yeah. Let's get you on your holidays to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie. Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Linda, have you been on holidays this summer already?
Once.
Oh, nice.
It was work, so
I think. Oh, that's not a holiday.
Nah. Where did you go for work?
Yeah.
Valencia.
Oh, nice. Really,
but what do you do for work, Linda?
I sell, like, medical mannequins. So, like, you know, fake bodies.
Oh, very interesting.
No way.
That is one of the most interesting.
Valencia.
That's one of the most interesting.
How did you get into that? How do you end up selling the mannequins?
I don't know. Good as mine.
Your guess is as good as mine. Oh. So I was chatting to Stephen, one of the guys in the canteen, a little while ago, and he had a lovely kind of glow. And I said, "Have you been away?" And he said, "Yeah, that's it now, though. I'm done. So I'll be back to Pale in no time." And I'm like, "I'm probably a week away getting back on the bottle."
Mm.
Such a letdown. Mm-hmm. Getting back on the bottle. You know,
I'm going on holidays in 2 weeks to top up this lovely white pasty skin. All right, Linda, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
It's
25. It is 25 and 5. 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess them. If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's as simple as that. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Linda, you just shout the word swap, all right? And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, sounds good.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, I don't think so. I just hope they're
easy songs. Oh, so do I, Linda, because I'm rooting for you. We would love to give this away. We've had it for weeks. Maybe today is the day. Where are you from, by the way?
Knockline.
Linda from Knockline. The best of luck. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Spot the clock. That's it.
Very
yeah.
good. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. It's in the bag.
Just under 4 seconds you got that in, Linda. Very good. So you've got 21 seconds left for 4 songs.
Let's see if we can speed it up just a little bit and go for song 2. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me.
Artemis,
I like the way you kick it. Stop the clog. I just shook my head, Linda, and I said that is a ridiculously difficult song too.
It literally says I like the way you kick.
But I didn't, I wouldn't have known it was Artemis.
Forget Artemis.
Artemis, I wouldn't.
Or you might be like, oh, kiss me or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda, I don't know where that came from.
Well,
you got the power. You got the eye of the tiger, girl. Okay, so you have 17 seconds left now for three songs. That's very good going.
Yeah, you still have your swap. Use it if you need to, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go, Linda, for song three, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
If you'll try just a little more times, I would have made you a believer.
You want to swap it?
Swap it if you don't know.
Swap it.
Or let's swap it out.
Not to worry, that is Lisa, Doja Cat and Ray. The song is called Born Again. But sure, it's gone now. Forget about it.
It's gone. Yeah. It's like it never happened.
So we've got, we've reset the clock now, Linda, back to 17 seconds. A new song three playing for you now in a second.
Here we go. Song three, brand new one in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I wrap it up this letter that I wrote you. It's the only way to go through.
Who's that?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No.
Maybe like what you say if someone sneezes. Big Scottish DJ.
Bless. Cam Watson.
Do you know what?
That's my fault.
No, do you know what? That is a good guess, in fairness. It wasn't. It was Calvin Harris and Blessings.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm sorry.
Linda, I'm so, so sorry. Did you have fun?
I did. Started off well.
Yeah, it did. To be fair, it gets tough after song three, but I'm glad you had fun and I hope you have a fantastic day selling mannequins for health reasons.
Linda, do you have to book an extra seat for the mannequin? Like, how does that work?
No, I don't bring them on the plane now.
Oh, grand. They're more of a state of mind for people.
They're on holidays in Valencia. She had to come bring them home.
Recollect all the mannequins. Having a ball in Valencia.
Thanks so much, Linda.
Have a great day,
Linda. Thanks so much,
Linda.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Artemis now, this has been...
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, very good. Time of the show where I get to speak about some very important issues close to my heart. And today I would like to issue a warning or maybe just a gentle caution bit of advice to anyone heading along to Billie Eilish this weekend. Two nights she's playing at the Three Arena. Sold out they are. People have paid ticket prices starting at €103.25 for the privilege of seeing Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Do you get to kiss her? What the hell?
You get to gently listen to her, and you might not even get to do this if some imbecile in the crowd is carrying on in this way.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
I did not realise. No. Was there someone acting the Egypt?
Yeah,
there?
No. Take your time with that one. We've loads of time on this segment, actually.
Oh, good Lord.
No,
you can't
freak.
Be doing that. Come on. Like,
what
no
a
need.
Freak.
Just to say again, €103.
To hear
and
someone in the crowd
cents.
Scream that song.
Someone do permanent damage to their vocal cords. Mm-hmm. I'm sensing. Like, what amount of pain are you in that you're doing that
what
with
a
your
horrible
voice?
Part.
That's actually unlocked a new kind of, you know, gig problem. You know, you deal with, like, people on their phones, people chatting all the time, but I've never heard someone, like, butcher
if
a beautiful
I was Billie
song
Eilish,
like that.
Though, I'd be like, get her out now.
Because Billie Eilish is quite soft, dulcet tones.
Yeah, she does.
She's
yeah.
not belting out. There's no. no need to get at that level. I remember I was at Olivia Rodrigo, and now, like, there were little kids around me absolutely belting it out in tears, and I was like, that's cute, you know.
Yeah, that's like a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah. It's no relaxed. It's giving adult.
Yeah.
It's giving be quiet, girl.
Yeah.
Please don't be at that.
No,
I feel like the Irish wouldn't. It's too embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky we're not American.
You'd be so scared that we make a fool out of ourselves, and like imagine being publicly shamed in the Three Arena by Billie Eilish. We wouldn't even dream of
dying the
certainly
spot.
Not. Yeah.
I would love to see this lady live. She is so class, and the tour with Kendrick looks brilliant at the moment. It's SZA and Kill Bill here at Spin.